Indeed, there's also quite an interesting question we had. This is from Aluan, who said, where is an elephant's bone marrow? Can you please give me some more detail on elephant bones? Where do the red cells get formed in the first place? This is a really interesting question for the simple reason, when I was in Africa, I found an elephant's leg bone, and they're like a solid piece of rock. An elephant is so heavy that it needs to have almost solid rock with no solid bone with no marrow cavity in the middle, because the bones otherwise would not be strong enough to support the elephant's weight. So an elephant shunts all of its blood formation up into its pelvis, which is obviously an important place in humans too, but it means its legs are largely solid bone with virtually no marrow in them, unlike a human, where most of our blood is made in our long bones, our femurs.
Interesting. Sometimes I feel like my legs are as heavy as an elephant's. But anyway,
no comment.
Oi. Next week we have a question to make you go all square-eyed.
Hello, this is Claudia from Argentina. I have a question for you. When I was little, my parents always insisted that I keep a safety distance from the TV. Was that a urban myth, or to save me from some mysterious rays coming from the TV? And what about now? Should I insist that my son keep a safety distance from the computer screen or the TV screen? Does somebody know this? Is it harmful? Thank you very much. I love your show. Bye.
So help us answer this question of the week. You can email us, chris@thenakedscientists.com.
Thank you very much, Diana. That's Diana O'Carroll with this week's question of the week. You can catch up on question of the week through our website at nakedscientists.com. Also on the forum, nakedscientist.com/forum. So if you have any insights into why you should sit a safe distance from the TV, and not just because they're Strictly Come Dancing on it, then do send us your answers, please. You can also listen to Question of the Week as a podcast in its own right. It's on iTunes and also available from our website, nakedscientist.com/QOTW. Well, that's it for this week. Thank you very much to our guests, Karen Kirkby, John Stingle and Charles Coombs, and also our wonderful production team, Diana O'Carroll, Ben Valsler, Tom Simpkins, Mira Senthilingam and Dave Ansell. Next week, it's our Q&A show. We'll be answering all of your questions. We've got lots of them, but do send them in, chris@thenakedscientist.com, if there's any scientific conundrum that you'd like us to look into for you. One other thing to bear in mind is that it's also the Podcast Awards coming up. Nominations are opening from the 4th of October. So if you like The Naked Scientists and you'd like to see us get recognised, then do please consider nominating us, podcastawards.com. Thank you for listening. It's great to have your company, and we'll see you next time.
The Naked Scientist podcast comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientist.com.